Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulullah, all praise be to Allah and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And once again, Ramadan Mubarak to you, to your family, and to the entire ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this month to all of us and make us from amongst those who connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from amongst those who get closer to Allah azza wa jal. The month of Ramadan is a blessed month, and we all know that the month of Ramadan is a blessed month. But we want to capitalize on the month of Ramadan. Some people gain a lot out of the month of Ramadan, and unfortunately some people gain nothing out of the month of Ramadan. Even the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes mention of that, and he makes mention about the month of Ramadan and Laylatul Qadr and month of Ramadan, and he says, whoever is deprived from its goodness had deprived from a lot of goodness. So we want to capitalize on the month of Ramadan and make the most out of the month of Ramadan. And the month of Ramadan is the month of dua, the month of supplication, that you raise your hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you ask Allah azza wa jal. And one beautiful thing in the Quran al-Kareem in Surah Al-Baqarah, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about fasting, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Ramadan or fasting has been prescribed upon you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the month of Ramadan being the month of the Quran. Straight after those verses of Ramadan and straight after those verses of fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, and if my servants ask you, O Muhammad, if I'm nearby or far away, then tell them that I am nearby. I accept the supplication of those who supplicate. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is connecting the dua to Ramadan, connecting dua to fasting. Why? Because when you fast, your dua is more likely to be accepted than any other time, than any other occasion. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua of His servants in the month of Ramadan more than any other month. And the dua of the fasting person more than any other person. So take advantage of the month of Ramadan. Raise your hands to Allah Azza wa Jal and call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is near. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Quran al-Kareem, say to them, I am near, I'm near you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to make dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that moment when you raise your hands to Allah and you ask Him. So the month of Ramadan is the month of dua, the month of supplication, the month that we raise our hands to Allah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the goodness of this dunya and the hereafter. And there are specific times that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the top of making the month of Ramadan and fasting an acceptable moment of dua, but there are specific times during your fast in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts your dua, and that specific time before you break your fast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made that moment a moment of acceptance of the supplication. So rather than you watching something or speaking to someone or looking through your phone, before you break your fast by a few minutes, raise your hands to Allah and make dua. If you don't want to raise your hands to Allah, make dua on your tongue. Not necessarily that you raise your hands, but make dua. That time before you break your fast is a time of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting your dua, a time of the dua being accepted. So make dua and supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah azza wa jalla to forgive you. That's why you're fasting. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon you. That's why you're fasting. Ask Allah azza wa jalla to accept you. That's why you're fasting. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased from you. That's why you're fasting. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save you and protect you from the hellfire. That's why you're fasting. So my brother and my sister in Islam, before you break your fast, occupy yourself with a few minutes before you break your fast by supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making dua. But in general, every time during your fast and every time in the month of Ramadan is a time in which we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the dua is more likely to be accepted. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your dua, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those that accepts their dua, and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon us all. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. A pious person's destiny. Inshallah, in Jannah.